So what happens when you move around like that and have got bunches of friends in different places, or even just on the ends of phones or computers? Are they real friends or just virtual ones? And can there be a direct link between friends and the size of your brain? Robin Dunbar is convinced that there is.
Well, the short answer is that mobile technology and electronic communications, things like Facebook, don't really affect the number of people you can count as real friends. You can sign up 10,000 people on your Facebook page, quite a lot of people do, but the real issue is how many of those do they really actually know as individuals and interact with in that environment. And if you look at that, it's very much smaller number. It tends to be this inner circle core of about perhaps five people and this sort of limiting value of about 150, which they would count as real personal acquaintances in some form. And then beyond that, it's just numbers, really.
Just noise.
Just noise.
Yeah.
But it's acquired this kind of mystique of, well, I've got 400 friends. Well, how many have you got? You know, well, 600. It's a sort of game in a way. And that said, you know, that was fun while that was happening and people were building up these sort of numbers. But there's been a lot of discussion on Facebook about whether, in fact, it's just getting out of hand. I mean, people just can't cope with it. So Facebook themselves then started to introduce these filtering processes because you really didn't want your girlfriend's mother seeing what you've been up to.
Is this just a passing experiment, or are we in for, given the huge populations in big cities where we, most of us, live these days in modern times, going to have to deal with a different kind of virtual friendship that's going to be quite different from those that we're prepared for as human beings and biological species?
I mean, there's no question that all these kind of things, even chunky stuff like email, has been a big boon in maintaining your social world, as it were. If you think back to the context of, say, the 1850s in Europe, farming communities, everybody knew everybody else. They were of that kind of order. Villages were typically of sort of about 150 people or so in rural environments. That's what you see in traditional societies, particularly hunter-gatherer societies.
Segment 1.
So what happens when you move around like that and have got bunches of friends in different places, or even just on the ends of phones or computers? Are they real friends or just virtual ones? And can there be a direct link between friends and the size of your brain? Robin Dunbar is convinced that there is.
Well, the short answer is that mobile technology and electronic communications, things like Facebook, don't really affect the number of people you can count as real friends.
Segment 2.
You can sign up 10,000 people on your Facebook page, quite a lot of people do, but the real issue is how many of those do they really actually know as individuals and interact with in that environment. And if you look at that, it's very much smaller number. It tends to be this inner circle core of about perhaps five people, and this sort of limiting value of about 150, which they would count as real personal acquaintances in some form. And then beyond that, it's just numbers, really.
Just noise.
Just noise.
Segment 3.
Yeah.
But it's acquired this kind of mystique of, well, I've got 400 friends. Well, how many have you got? You know, well, 600. It's a sort of game in a way. And that said, you know, that was fun while that was happening and people were building up these sort of numbers. But there's been a lot of discussion on Facebook about whether, in fact, it's just getting out of hand. I mean, people just can't cope with it. So Facebook themselves then started to introduce these filtering processes because you really didn't want your girlfriend's mother seeing what you've been up to.
Segment 4.
Is this just a passing experiment, or are we in for, given the huge populations in big cities where we most of us live these days in modern times, going to have to deal with a different kind of virtual friendship that's going to be quite different from those that we're prepared for as human beings and biological species?
I mean, there's no question that all these kind of things, even chunky stuff like email, has been a big boon in maintaining your social world, as it were. If you think back to the context of, say, the 1850s in Europe, farming communities, everybody knew everybody else. They were of that kind of order. Villages were typically of sort of about 150 people or so in rural environments. That's what you see in traditional societies, particularly hunter-gatherer societies.